Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise God indeed. Hope everyone's doing well, and Happy New Year to everybody as we get ready for the rest of this season. Hope you had a wonderful Christmas. Isn't God great? Amen. Amen. I know there's a lot going on. We're going to ask y'all to stand if you can. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. I want to mention, you know, as you know, y'all have heard of some recent funerals and those called home of the Lord. I want to keep those families in our losses. Other situations going on, I know, through all the text blast. But God knows each and every one. Prayer. Does anybody on my right side have a spoken prayer request? Yes, sister. Them up. Only he could come. Anyone else on my right side with us? Anyone on my left side? Back in the box.
Just continue to remember Sister Linda's family, the Long family, also Brother Gerald Stroud's family. And a lady had called him, left a message on the phone. I called her back. She asked a prayer too, so let's remember her situation. God knows about it.
And there are, as I started to talk in the beginning, so many questions. And even those in our prayer box, we don't ever want to been prayed over. There's a lot of victories in there too, celebrations. But if you have a unspoken prayer request, just show by raising your hand. God. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, we just love and praise you. Lord, we thank you for this day, dear Lord. We thank you for this opportunity you've given us to gather in your house and in your mighty name. Lord, as we lift you up, dear Lord, and honor you, dear Lord, not only in this season, but, dear Lord, in every day of our life, dear Lord, through our congregational praise and worship and prayer to you, dear Lord, through our individual lives, dear Lord, we ask you to touch our families. Dear Lord, we thank you for each and every one in our family, but, dear Lord, we ask you to be with us. Strengthen us during this time, dear Lord, and for those that have lost a loved one, dear Lord, and those families that are mourning right now, dear Lord, we ask them. Lord, let them feel your holy presence, dear Lord, through the services that have been handled, dear Lord, we ask you to bless each and every family. Lord, those that we're hearing about that have lost those children that have passed away in that accident, Lord, only you know the complete situation. Lord, we're asking you to bless. Lord, we're asking for you to comfort. We're asking you to guide us, dear Lord. Lord, we need you to lift us up in these times and these situations. But, dear Lord, also, we just want to praise you for the breath you've given us for another beautiful day, dear Lord. We just want to worship you. We want to praise you. We want to honor you. Dear Lord, now, dear Lord, we ask you to bless our pastor, strengthen him and his family. Lord, each and every ministry that goes forth from our congregation, dear Lord, we ask for you to continue to bless as you always had. Lord, we always want to put you first, that each and everything done is in you. Lord, now for those that are watching online, whether it be live now or at a later date, Lord, I ask you to touch them. Lord, I ask your blessings to be upon each and every one that sees this service. Lord, may they feel your holy presence, dear Lord. If they need healing, dear Lord, those that are going through recoveries after surgery and procedures, Lord, we're asking you to be with them, those that are sick and shut in. Lord, those in nursing homes and assisted living. Lord, I pray for those caretakers. Dear Lord, our list seems many, but thou art great. Dear Lord, you are the great I am. And, dear Lord, we're placing each and every situation in your hand. But we also, dear Lord, we want with our hope and our praise and our worship to you, Lord, we want to give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen, amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm going to ask you to turn to page 277. We're going to seem redeemed. I know we do it a lot. But this time of day, we need to let the word go out and let people know about Jesus and how much he loves us. Redeemed. Page 277. Sweet is a song.
Sweet is a song. I'm redeemed, trouble and sorrow have vanished away. I have been redeemed. Oh, I'm redeemed, my love's divine. Glory, glory, Christ is mine, all to him I now resign. I have been redeemed. Great is my joy, yes, Lord. Now onward I go. I'm redeemed. All the way homeward, my praise shall flow. I have been redeemed. Everybody, well, I'm redeemed. My love divine, thank you, Lord. Glory, glory, Christ is mine, all to him I now resign. I have been redeemed, precious indeed, my Savior to be. I'm redeemed, happy in glory, someday shall be. I have been redeemed. Well, I'm redeemed. My love divine. Glory, glory, Christ is mine. All to him I now resign. I have been redeemed.
One more time.
Well, I'm redeemed. My love divine.
Things. Praise the Lord. I want to say something. You may hear this in a message one day, but as we were singing that, and I was thinking, I watched I'd like the history and the old war pictures and stuff like that, but I was just thinking as we're singing that song about being redeemed, and not only Christ is mine, but I can see that victory march. I can see those gates wide open, narrow path, and those that are they're heading in that direction. Not only the wheelchairs, the canes, the sorrow just being thrown to the side as they stepped into glory, but that victory. That's in the name of Jesus Christ. I don't know. Just what my heart's feeling right now is just this great. I have a testimony too. I know our church, y'all have prayed for me and my family. I've asked many, many times, and y'all never failed to lift my family or myself up into the Lord in prayer, just like we do everybody else. I'm not special. But I just want to tell you how much I thank you. Well, I will say this from a few weeks ago that I didn't know if my dad was going to make it. The Christmas Day, Elaine was upstairs visiting with him when we got over to my sister's. She's living there with Dad. And he could hear the noise and the rumbling and people popping in and out. He couldn't remember who he saw or what was going on, but he told Elaine, and then he told Elaine got my sister. He said, I want to go down and see everybody. So they carried him down the steps. We got him in a chair. And he sat there, and just, I could see that smile even in that situation, but it was just such a blessing. And been told by a good man, a good friend of mine, that said, enjoy the good days and give God the glory. And that was, it's been a good day. I just want to praise God and thank you for your prayers. Continue. We've got a long road ahead. You know, he just needs all the help he can, but God knows what. But he sure did lift up our family. I just want to brag and just say how great it was. So, and also, he got into some dessert, and I think that's his favorite thing. So praise the Lord for that. We're going to go ahead and take up our evening offering. I don't have any now. Each and every one of you invited over here. We've been doing it since, Lenny and I have been coming here, so it's before our time. But on New Year's Eve, we love to pray in the new year. So If you would like to join us between 11:30, quarter till 12, the sanctuary will be open. It's just very casual. Come as you are. Come on in the sanctuary. We love to gather together. We're going to pray in the new year. And it's an opportunity to let you know. Those watching online, you're also invited if you can make it. Just be careful, but we would like to have each and every one of you join us. And whether you're comfortable praying in your pew, you want to come up to the altar and pray. But I will tell you, it's a wonderful time. And that time passes a lot quicker than you think it is when you're giving God the glory, not only for this year, but praising Him for next year. So it's just a wonderful time. You're all invited New Year's Eve to come. Like I said, the church will be open between 11:30 and 12. There'll be some key. Praise God. Yes, Miss. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, we're going to go ahead and take up our individual offering. Any other announcements? All righty. Thomas, would you ask the Lord to bless us?
Of God tonight. I'm glad that my family, all of my family, my kids, my grandkids, all got together for Christmas, had a good time. I'm just thankful that I know the Lord. People said I'd never make it. I'd never see it through. They don't know what keeps me going. I guess I never have met you. My life was in shambles till the day you came along. You turned my tears into laughter. You gave me a brand new song. Holding on, Lord.
over my head. You never count for nothing. That's what most people say. I've been known to be unsettled. Never stayed around too long. But you're the treasure I've been looking for. Touch my soul, and the bridges that's behind me, Lord, I burn them to the ground, and I'm still holding on. You're the best thing ever found, and the bridges that's behind me, holding on. You're the best thing ever found.
Amen. Amen. Sister Susan, come on up. Thank you.
I'm going to sing It Happened. And on this last verse, it says, and it'll happen, just like he said. So whatever you're praying for, just keep praying for it. Just keep holding on, and it'll happen. And it may not happen the way you want it to or the way you think it should, but it'll happen just like he said, because he's faithful. He's faithful to answer every one of our prayers. And I just want to thank him for how blessed I am. On the Sea of Galilee, a storm prevailed, but the Lord arose and said, peace be still, and it happened, just like he said. Then those round about said, what sort of man rebukes the elements? They understand it, it happened, just like he said. It happened, like he said, as he cleansed the leper and he raised the dead, fed the 5,000 with 5 loaves of bread. Then he said, greater things than this shall you do, for I go to make intercession for you. And it happened, just like he said. Blind Bartimaeus cried out by the road, Jesus said, your faith has made you whole. And it happened, just like he said. Jesus said, what do you want from me? Bartimaeus cried, Lord, that I might see. And it happened, just like he said. It happened, like he said, as he cleansed the leper and he raised the dead, fed the 5,000 with 5 loaves of bread. Then he said, greater things than this shall you do, for I go to make intercession for you. And it happened, just like he said. Jesus said, surely I must go away, and if I go, I'm coming back someday. And it'll happen, just like he said. I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am you can be too. And it'll happen, just like he said. It'll happen, like he said, as he cleansed the leper and he raised the dead, fed the 5,000 with 5 loaves of bread. Then he said, greater things than this shall you do, for I go to make intercession for you. And it'll happen, just like he said.
I'm going to sing Thanks. I'm not ever left alone. You are always right beside me. You hear me every time I pray. And since I first began, you've been my dearest friend, and I give you all the praise. And I just want to say thanks, thanks. I give you my soul has found rest, oh Lord, I give you thanks. I give you thanks this moment, and I will continually. For each day I live, the grace you give, and I'm blessed abundantly. I can't forget that moment when in my life you made a change. And since the Spirit came, I've not been the same. I just want to give you thanks. And I just want to say thanks, thanks. I give you thanks for all you have done. I am so blessed. My soul has found rest, oh Lord. I give you thanks, and I am so blessed. My soul has found rest, oh Lord. I give you thanks.
About you every day of my life. He is deserving of all of our thanks and our appreciation. What a mighty God. Amen. Well, glory to the Lord. Jesus is still good, isn't he? Amen. Always, always. And all the time. How many knows he knows just what we need? How many knows also he knows what we don't need? Amen. What is that song? Some of God's greatest unanswered prayers. Greatest gifts are God answered unanswered prayers. Yeah, amen. Sometimes we don't even know how to pray. But what a friend we have in Jesus. Amen. He is that. Feel free to sing along. A friend we have in Jesus. All our sins He preached to bear. Oh, and what a privilege to carry God in prayer. Oh, and oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we share.
trouble anyway. Oh, we should never be discouraged. Just take it to the Lord in prayer. And we find a friend so faithful, who will all our sorrows share. Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Oh, are we weak and heavy laden? Comfort with a load of arms he'll take and shield thee, and thou wilt find the solace there.
Isn't it wonderful how many times the author of that song said, take it to the Lord in prayer. Amen. That's some good as the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Can we pray? Heavenly Father, how we love you and how we thank you, God, for your mercy, your love, and your amazing grace. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to gather here tonight, God, with these precious saints. Father, I pray your anointing, I pray your blessing, God, upon each and every one that's here tonight. God, I pray that you would just open up heaven, God, and pour us out a blessing tonight, God, so much so that we can't even behold or receive it. Father, I pray for those who are in need of prayer tonight. Many are sick and afflicted. Some have lost loved ones. Father, we pray for your healing, God, your consolation, and your comfort as well. Asking you now, Lord, just to anoint these lips of clay. God, speak to us. Use this vessel, God, to just tell us that you would have us to hear tonight, and we'll be careful to give you praise and honor and glory. We ask it in the precious holy name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated in the house of the Lord tonight. I think this mic kind of goes in and out. Tonight I want to bring a message entitled, Keep Christmas Alive. Keep Christmas Alive. And I maybe can bear that out a little bit better than that, because it's more than just the decoration. It's more than just the festive time. And all that's wonderful and all that's good, but I'll tell you how this came about a little bit. Penny and I were in some stores today, and you know, we were looking around, and she was looking for something in particular, but I began to notice they were taking down the Christmas things and the decorations and anything that pertained, the signs and all that pertained to Christmas. And I noticed that The joy was not really there as it was if you've ever been to a store when they were putting up the Christmas displays and getting everything ready for the season, and there just seems to be some excitement in the air. And I didn't pay a whole lot of attention to it till I got home, and since Penny and I was there at the house, we decided to take down our Christmas decorations, starting with the tree and then the things outside and everything that she had. And Lord have mercy, we keep adding the tote every year because it multiplies and have more and more stuff to take down to the building. And thank God for my golf cart. I can load it on there and take it down and stack it up. But about halfway through that, and, you know, I was thinking, you know, kind of like probably some of you, why don't we just leave these things up all year long and it'd be a whole lot of less trouble and they'd already be there. But anyway, I was taking them down there and I was thinking about, you know, I'm still like a kid. You know, you love Christmas, but you sort of hate to see it go too. And I was thinking, well, Christmas is not really leaving us. And Christmas is not, in fact, Christmas is not just one season a year. It's not just that only the birth of Christ. That's certainly a part of it, the vital part of it. But I believe that that joy that we have and the comfort and the peace and the blessings can last year long if we understand that Christmas is more than just eating and decorating and, you know, feeding folks or giving and receiving gifts. And I thought about this particular verse that I just read. I think it ought to be incorporated into the Christmas story. And we have, in fact, heard the Christmas story, read the Christmas story here, probably in Sunday school classes and at home, and we probably heard it read on the radio too as well. And I never tire of hearing of the Christmas story. It's wonderful, the announcement, the angels there, the shepherds, and all of the wonderful things that we probably have memorized now over the many years that we have heard them. But we also need to understand that that was a fulfillment of God's plan, that God let Jesus come, the Son of God, which was God in flesh. And he was made flesh, the Bible says, and, you know, was made flesh and even dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Unfolding the prophecy of Isaiah and telling all of that that was to be. And so as Jesus began to grow and, you know, got out of the baby stage and began to minister and all, we find that in the book of St. Luke, and as the Lord led me there, I thought, these are the things, if we want to keep Christmas alive, and I'm not talking about the decorations now, I'm not talking about all of the things that we do and we enjoy, but keep that spirit of joy and peace and the wonderful blessings that we see. You know, people seem to be in a better mood around Christmas. People will speak to you sometimes on the street that ordinarily wouldn't even take the time to wave at you, and there's just something special about it. And I begin to think, Lord, you know what? That needs to be every day of the year, especially if we are Christians. I was talking to Brother Jim before church, and I said, you know what? When we say I'm a Christian, we're saying I'm a mouth. That's a mouthful, because we're saying I'm like Christ. I'm Christ-like. We know that we're Christian because we're saved, but we're salvation. But to mimic Christ and to let the mind of Christ be in you, that same mind that he was in, how he reached out to people and how he loved people and how he went about ministering and helping and reaching out to folks. And, you know, I fall short of that. I strive to be a Christian. I strive to be Christ-like. But, you know, it takes a lot to mimic the things that Jesus did. We could never, ever do what he did, but we should strive to be Christ-like in our actions. And in so doing, we can keep that Christmas spirit alive all the year long and every day. You know, and I want to read here where Jesus came down from the mountain, and we hear this sometimes as the Sermon on the Mount or the Beatitudes. And I want to remind us again of the words of Jesus Christ. And if we want to keep Christmas alive, or the spirit of Christmas, or the spirit of joy, or the spirit of giving, or the spirit of comforting others, these are the directions and these are the things that Jesus did himself. And he also incorporated those into his ministry and ask his followers to do the same things. Now, some of those probably we as Christians say, oh yeah, we do those with no problem. But if you read those things over and over and over, there's some things that he asks of us that's not going to be convenient. It's not going to just come naturally to us. In fact, We're going to have to put forth some effort and some energy to even incorporate these things in our life. And how many knows if you do them one time, you're not really keeping Christmas alive? If you just go and help one person or something, say, well, I've done my yearly job, you know, that's not really backed up by the Beatitudes. So I'm going to read them for us tonight. If you want to follow along with me, it's in the book of St. Luke, and it's in the 6th chapter, beginning with verse number 27. Actually, it begins with the very first verse, but I want to start here in verse number 27. This, in my Bible, is written in red, signifying that these are the words of Jesus Christ. And Jesus said, but I say unto you, which hear, love your enemies. Now, before we go any farther, you really want to keep Christmas in your life, and you want to keep it 365 days of the year. If you want to keep it every day in your life, you're going to need to have to really share your love. Now, it's not any problem at all, or it's not to me, to come into the house of God and begin to love one another. Amen. We say it so often. We shake hands, we hug necks, and we say, I love you, and we mean that. I never doubt the words of anybody that tells me in church, you know, I love you. But how many knows, if you want to keep Christmas alive, if you want to keep that spirit of what Christ did alive, then you incorporate that into your everyday life. And you reach out and you love people, not only those who are easy to love, but he says, take it a step further and love your enemies. Now, you don't have to love what they do. You have to understand that Christ doesn't love what the sinner does, but he does love the sinner. And I'm a living, breathing testimony of that fact, that he did and does love a sinner and convicted my heart and brought me to an altar of repentance. So he says, love your enemies and do good to them which hate you. Now, he gets right to the meat of the matter right off the start with. And, you know, I begin to think, you know, it's not so hard to do something special for somebody for Christmas. Can I get a witness? Isn't it nice? You know, we have this precious little neighbor, and she makes homemade candy, and she puts it in a little bag, and she gets out and walks up and down the street and leaves that candy, and she caught us at home, and it's just precious. She's done that year for the last 3 years that she's lived down there, and it's good candy, too. And, you know, and that's really, really good. Just little things like that. But you know what? What if somebody did that and it wasn't Christmas season? It was just for no reason at all. Have you ever given or received something that wasn't your birthday, that wasn't your anniversary, that wasn't Christmas, that wasn't any kind of special occasion? It's because somebody thought of you and they just wanted to do something special for you. That's what I think Christ talks about when he wants us to do as he does, act as he does, and live as he does. Look for an opportunity to help folks, to lift folks up, to give to folks. Sometimes giving nothing more than a kind word is something special that we can do to keep that spirit of joy alive all the year long. And here he says to do good to them which hate you. And you know what? I got to say that would be a great feeling. And you first, you might have a little resentment. Now, what am I want to do that for? What do I want to give to somebody that hates me? Or why do I want to help somebody that is just going to throw it back in my face? You know, regardless of how they receive it, and if regardless of what is on their mind or heart, or what, they're probably going to think, what are you up to? But if you'll just do good to them, then, you know, God's going to bless you, and you're going to feel good about doing that. And he also says, bless them that curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you. Isn't it easy to pray for one another here in church? You know, when we have a prayer request, I hope we pray more than just our prayer here at church. I hope we incorporate that into our prayer at home. And I hope when somebody puts a text message on there, and would you pray? And I hope when we fire that text back and said, pray, and I hope you are praying, and I hope we are praying. And I fully believe that we are. But how about praying for those who despitefully use you? How about praying for that fellow that cuts you off on I-20 rather than shaking your fist at him? You know, I can't see Jesus doing that. You know, I have to say, oh me. I get frustrated sometimes in traffic and get frustrated sometimes in how that people act. And I'm thinking to myself, what makes you think you get into your destination any faster than I am? Who do you think you are? That's the first kind of thought that comes to my mind. But Jesus says something about prefer your brother, and to do good to them that despitefully use you, and bless them that curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you. And unto him that smiteth thee on the one cheek, That's pretty tough to take right there. But if we want to keep Christmas alive, we want to keep the spirit of the Lord in our heart. You know, unto him that smiteth thee on the one cheek, offer also the other. And him that taketh away thy cloak, forbid not to take thy coat also. Jesus just didn't preach this. He also lived this. You remember when they were taking him up to crucify him and they smote him with reeds. They beat him on the back. They plucked his beard. They placed a crown of thorns upon his head. And he had the power to strike them down. He had the power to call angels from heaven to rescue him. But he did not, because he loved them and because he went through all of that beating, went through all of that humility, because his love was greater. And really, they didn't realize that he was dying on the cross for them. So if we can call ourselves Christ-like and call ourselves Christians, these things maybe we need to incorporate, not just around the Christmas season, but keep Christmas alive. You know, you don't have to go around saying Merry Christmas, but you go around and say, have a blessed day. You know, that's a wonderful saying, and I'm noticing that a lot more people are using that phrase today, and thank God that they are, because I don't take that lightly when somebody says, have a blessed day, or thank you, or those kind of wonderful things that kind of we were taught as children, you know, to be courteous and to be thankful. Give to every man that asketh of thee. Now, I was sharing with Brother Jim, this is very difficult, because in the day and hour that we're living in, there are a lot of people asking. And they're asking, and they're asking, and they're asking this church and that church and the other churches. And I told him when he come in, he said, are you talking to yourself? And I said, yeah, I'm getting on to myself. And because I was reading that again, and I just had answered some phone calls, and I was thinking, Lord, you know, offer an excuse, Lord, you know, we can't help everybody. Lord, we can't reach out, and, you know, we got needs here in the church. We got needs here in the community, and I was beating myself up because I'm just, I said, I was going to teach on the Beatitudes tonight, and here I get a phone call and from somebody in another town who we don't even know. And you know, Lord, do you understand, you know, we want to help, but how can we help everybody? But, you know, I guess we ought to give it our best shot anyway, even if it's just a little bit. A little bit of kindness goes a long, long way. But here he says, give to every man that asketh of thee, and of him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. You know, and then I'm going to pause and say, Lord, give me the mind and the faith of a child, because they don't question somebody's needs. Many, many years ago, in fact, Kylie was pretty small then. Trey wasn't even born, and we were going down to Highway 5, and we were getting off the exit there, and there was this gentleman, and he had, you know, he had the sign, and, you know, please help me, I'm homeless and all, and so, you know, we stopped, or the traffic was stopped, so I asked Penny to roll the window down, and I gave her some money to give to the man, and, of course, he thanked us, and he went on, and Kylie was saying, but don't we need to buy him a home? He doesn't have a home. And I said, well, honey, you know, we can't buy him a home. Why not? You know, that was her idea. She really, if she had had the means, she probably would have bought that man a home, because it really, you know, and I thought how that strikes a child and how that, you know, and Lord help me to not question folks or why they're in a certain situation, but kind of reach out and help them. And you know, you got to use good judgment and good sense. So, you know, you can't give them everything that you probably want to, but if you can give a little kindness, sow a little seed, something, and help them. And I thought about that. You know, give to every man that asketh of thee, and of him that asketh, or him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. And as ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. You know, this is basically what the golden rule is: do unto others as you would have them do unto you. For if you love them which love you, what thank have you? As we said, it's not hard to love them that love you. It's not hard to do good to them that do good to you. But Jesus said, what thanks are in that? You know, really, you haven't gone out of your way to do anything because you love them and they love you. And, you know, that's not really putting forth that much effort. He said, and if you do good to them which do good to you, what thank have ye? For sinners also do even the same as they, you know, and that's true. You know, a lot of times people who don't even profess to Christianity will, in fact, reach out to help others. And if you lend to them of whom you have hope, to receive, what think of ye? Or what ye think have ye? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. But again, love your enemies and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again. In other words, don't expect something in return if you're giving to somebody. Don't expect, well, Lord, you know, look, I've given them a dollar. You're supposed to give me 10. You know, that's not the right attitude when we reach out to help folks. And I think it's not so much the amount as it is the spirit that you are giving. Even the little lady who gave in the congregation, Jesus said she gave more than you all because she gave everything that she had. So, it, God's not really concerned about the amount, but he's concerned about the spirit that you give. In other words, don't give expecting something in return. Give out of the kindness of your heart. And all of these things is what Jesus was talking about. And, you know, and I know that people get that feeling around Christmas. I know that. You see people giving. You see people doing things. And it's not all about money, folks. Don't think about, well, I got to give every dollar I make. It's not. It's a kind word. It's a phone call. It's a little card. It's a smile. It's all kind of things that you can take your time. Because let me tell you something. You know this. In this world, there's a lot of people hurting. There's a lot of stress. There's a lot of misery. Sometimes maybe they're not hearing a kind word all day long. And if you can just kind of reach out to them or let them know that Jesus loves you, you know, and have a blessed day. You know, that's the easiest thing to say to somebody. You can say that to a total stranger. And, you know, some might not even acknowledge, but some might say, you know what, somebody really does care. Somebody really does appreciate and let me know that they're concerned about me. So if you can't do anything else, just tell somebody. Tell a total stranger, have a blessed day. You know, may God bless you, that kind of thing. But love your enemies and do good and lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great. And again, the reward, God's going to reward. But, you know, don't do your alms in public and pat yourself on the back and say, look what I've done or look what I've given. Do it in secret, and God will bless you openly, and your reward will be great. Ye shall be the children of the highest, for he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. Well, this one's really strong too. Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. We all want to be forgiven, but we also need to forgive others. Even if they don't ask for forgiveness, we need to forgive others, even if they've wronged us. And that's so hard. That's so tough. But to mimic Christ, to try to live Christ-like, these are the examples that Jesus lived. This is what he taught. And then verse number 38. And a lot of this is talking about giving. And again, it's not all money. Sometimes it's, well, I'll tell you a wonderful example. There's a precious lady, and many of you know her, Sister Coleman. Remember Sister Coleman, that she was a wonderful, faithful saint. But if she ever heard that anybody was sick, you remember she made the big thing of homemade soup and would take that homemade soup to the family that was sick or something. And that was just her way. That was her kindness. And God blessed certainly the recipients of that soup, but he also blessed her, too, with a giving heart. And again, it's not, you know, giving all your money to somebody. It's a little kindness there, and that'll keep that Christmas spirit alive all through the year, just smiling and giving and loving and doing those things. But in verse number 38, and we're going to end with that, it says, give, and it shall be given unto you. How many knows you can't outgive the Lord? No matter if you give or plant a seed, it's always going to come back more, amen, than you've ever imagined, and God does that. He's able to bless, and it said, good measure, pressed down and shaken together. In other words, give till it hurts almost is basically what he's saying. And shaken together and running over shall men give into your bosom, for with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. In other words, again, signifying that there's no way that you can outgive the blessings of God, whether it be monetary, whether it be material things, whether it be a kind word, it will always return unto you. Maybe not immediately, but somewhere down the road, you're going to get blessings in return, because again, God's storehouse of blessings is so great, so wonderful, we could never, ever comprehend the greatness of all that He has to give us. So keep it alive. Keep that spirit of love alive. And that's what Christmas is all about, because God is love. And that spirit that came from the Lord and came in the form of a baby, that baby grew up and began to be the sacrificial lamb. It's all about Him. It's all about Him becoming flesh and bleeding and dying for our sin. So if we keep all of that, and there's a place there too that we talk about, that the Bible talks about, I believe it was the Apostle Paul wrote that we need to keep the crucifixion in our heart every day. Be thankful of what Jesus Christ did for us on that cross of Calvary. So not only remember His birthday, but remember His works, remember His words, remember His great sacrifice when He gave His life so that you and I might have salvation and have a home in glory. Amen. I don't want anybody to have to wonder when my eyes close in death whether or not I'm going to heaven. And it's not because of works, and it's not because of who I am or what I am. It's all because of what He did on the cross of Calvary. And I want to love Him and thank Him. I don't want a day go by that I don't praise Him for His salvation and His love. May God bless you in this upcoming year. I hope it's fruitful for you. I hope it's a blessed year for you. I hope that things go really, really well for you. But remember, all of this is temporary. All of this is temporary. But what the Lord really has in store for us is eternal. A glorious place reserved in heaven for us. Where He said, I go away and prepare a place. I mean, He knows that He's preparing that place right now for us. So live every day. Live every day to its fullest. Love one another. Give one unto another. Help one another. Encourage, comfort. All of those things are encouraged by Jesus Christ. You'll keep that spirit of Christmas alive. May God bless you. If you would stand tonight, we're going to give you an invitation. If you have prayer needs tonight, if you need prayer for anything or any situation, we'll ask you to come forward. We'll anoint you with oil. We'll pray. God will strengthen, heal. How many knows that God likes to work when nothing else will? We've seen that time and time again. So is anyone needing prayer tonight? All right. As they go back to school and pray for one another. Anyone else? All right. God bless you. Have a wonderful evening. Yes, sir. Okay. Mm-hmm.
No, we can't give up. Amen. We certainly appreciate that. Yeah. I appreciate you being honest and open about that. And I'll just share with you that the very first statement that you made when he said, I can do a miracle in your eye, and you said, no, sir, God can. You know, sometimes what we see or what we hear from a doctor is disappointment may in fact be a blessing. I was thinking, you know, that wasn't to be. Something may have gone wrong with that surgery, and you may have lost your eyesight permanently. I don't know. But God stepped in, I think, and decided that wasn't the procedure that you need. That doesn't mean that there's not a procedure out there for you. Maybe the timing and the person and the doctor wasn't right. That's how I have to look at it. Lord, you know, I'm disappointed that I got my hopes up, but you've got another way. And you said you was looking to God for the miracle. And we're going to keep praying. We're going to keep. I know that. That there's been times before the doctor said you're losing your sight and you're losing your sight, and then you would come back and say, you know what, it got better. And you know, I don't know, you know, God may not completely heal your eyes this side of heaven, but I do believe that he'll keep you enough eyesight that you can still continue to do your work and do what you need to do. And I'm not prophesying by no means. I just know a faithful God who touches and honors faith. And you've been very faithful. You haven't given up, just like your testimony says. You haven't given up. A lot of people would go out and storm out and say, well, God, you forgot me. You're not going to do anything. But no, that just made you pray that much more. And Brother Allen, thank you for being honest and sincere. And church, we're going to be praying for him, aren't we? We're going to continue to pray that his eyesight sustained and even gets better and gives you the opportunity to do your job and to live a life that you don't have to go around with one eye not being able to see. God is able. Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother Jim, come. Dismiss us with a word of prayer. Yes, sir. Bless your heart. Well, we're just going to keep praying, brother. We're going to keep praying. Yeah, Sunday morning now, we would not be having Sunday school, just the 11 o'clock service. They would just have one service on New Year's Day. Now, we will be having the meeting where we're praying the new year in. And probably a lot of people may be sleeping a little bit late, too. So we're going to have the 11 o'clock service here Sunday morning, and then we will not have the evening service. And then after that, we're going to be back on regular routine. So get ready for that. Amen. God bless.
the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise the Lord. All hearts and minds clear. So good to see y'all this evening. Let's do remember all the prayer requests and all the closing prayer. Also, let's, as Brother Eddie mentioned, the young people. I know we still got family that's traveling there out of Virginia. Got to get back to school, but all of our young people. So much going on. We're blessed to have a children's church. Invite kids to church, Sunday school. Let's start this new year off with a big amen. Amen. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise you. We thank you for your word, Lord. We thank you for allowing us to be here tonight. Lord, those words written in red, Lord Jesus, your words to us. Lord, we know the whole Bible, Lord, is there for us, and it's our guidebook for everything that we face. Lord, we love you. We praise you. Lord, I thank you for those that are here. Keep us safe. Bring us back at our appointed time. And, Lord, for those that weren't able to join us tonight, dear Lord, let them know how much you love them. Let them feel your holy presence and know that we're praying for each and every situation. Lord, as we jointly pray for Brother Allen and his eyes, dear Lord, we know that you've got it in your control. And, dear Lord, we just give you all the honor and all the glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen, amen. Have a wonderful, wonderful.